And Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd at the Lunar Lounge, third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. Buy, sell, trade new and used vinyl, 7 inches, LPs, and even cassettes. Check out wares from some of Vancouver's most talented young artists and jewelers. Featuring live music from CITR DJ Luke Meat. Go to CITR.ca or badbird.tv for details. The Main Street Vinyl and Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd, noon to 6 p.m. Third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway.
Well, I see you there!
Hello, everyone. Hi, this is Hillary Kay. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM during the Listener's Hour. I won this hour. I went to a show at the beginning of the summer and filled out a little piece of paper, and I got an email from the radio station saying, hey, come on down and play some songs. So here I am. And I'm very happy to be here, by the way. I'm going to play you some music, the first 15 songs that kind of came to mind that I quite like. We're going to start off with The New Pornographers from the album Electric Version, and the song is Out from Blown Speakers, so enjoy.
When the contact
deeper.
Hello again. This is Hillary Kay at CITR 101.9 FM at the Listener's Hour. You just heard Old Man Bar by Youth Brigade that came out on a split series with Swinging Utters quite a while ago. Before that, you heard Chicks Dig It from Scene to Shining Scene, and the name of the song was Spanish Fever. Yeah, I actually got to see Youth Brigade a couple of years ago. I went to the punk bowling thing in Vegas, and it was really fun. They put on an amazing show, and I would say that that's probably my favorite song by them. Chicks Dig It, I've seen a bunch of times in Toronto. I haven't seen them here for some reason, but they're always fun, and I like how low they play their guitars. Yeah, so, and of course, the first song was a new Pornographer song. They're a great band, and they are, playing all over the place. So next we're going to get into a song by the Sadies called Flash. So enjoy that.
Stop and try to question. Next time you make up your mind, you're gonna have an educated answer. If you think that I'm so wholesome, why do I feel like I went so wrong? You already used your good hands, so wherever you got left, assume you're gone.
Yeah. every hour. Never felt like this before. Say that every hour. Summer, summer, come on with us, come at home. The wind and rose is the same old news. Pick up the phone, I'll punch your phone. Questions. I'm not demanding the answers now. Right or wrong, just take me, leave me on.
CITR 101.9 FM and Bad Bird present the Main Street Vinyl and Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd at the Lunar Lounge, third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. Buy, sell, trade new and used vinyl, 7 inches, LPs, and even cassettes. Check out wares from some of Vancouver's most talented young artists and jewelers, featuring live music from CITR DJ Luke Meat. Go to CITR.ca or badbird.tv for details. The Main Street Vinyl and Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd, noon to 6 p.m., third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway.
Well, I see you there!
Hi again, everyone. This is Hillary Kay, and I'm coming to you from CITR 101.9 FM, the Listener's Hour. You just heard the Real McKenzie's Oot in a Boot, Drink the Way I Do. Before that, we heard Jawbreaker from the album 24 Hour Revenge Therapy, and the song was called Ache. And, of course, we started off with the Sadies with the name Flash. It is really hard not to say when you're doing this, you know? So, again, I'm going to try my best not to say it, but I'm sure I'll keep saying it. So I've seen these three bands, and they're great bands. The Real McKenzies, I'm sure a lot of people in Vancouver have seen them tons because they have played here for years and years and years, and they're always a fun band to drink to, and they like to have their bit of ale as well. Jawbreaker was such a huge band, really great band. I used to go to Seattle and see them all the time, and they had that really nice, polite, straight-edge crowd. I remember going down there and, you know, having a few drinks at happy hour and the whole Freeport thing in Seattle and getting into the pit and just getting knocked down, but I wouldn't even hit the ground because everyone was so nice and they'd pick me back up and kind of, you know, protect me in the pit. And yeah, and the Sadies, I used to see when I lived in Toronto, they always used to play at this little Greek restaurant called The Greeks or John's in Kensington Market, which was, you know, like a postage stamp sized bar that didn't have a license but served Sambuca and things like that. So yeah, that was really fun. I'd love to see them the next time they come here. So now I'm going to play you something from SNFU, and this is off the album The One Voted Most Likely to Succeed, and the song is called Big Thumbs, so enjoy.
Realize that the walk needs shoveling. You are obscene. I'm not your love machine. Turn it on. Now you're here. Now you're gone. You haven't changed. Oh, I bet this was all arranged. Much as I'd like to watch the show, something inside tells me to go.
Again, this is Hillary Kay with the Listener's Hour on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard The Wedding Present, a song called Love Machine off of the album Mini. And before that, we had the Mad Caddies from the album The Holiday Has Been Cancelled with the song Falling Down. And of course, we started off with Big Thumbs from SNFU. So yeah, and it's funny, the album is the one voted most likely to succeed, and you know, it's pretty incredible because they were you know, such an influential band in the 80s, and they had, you know, such a great lineup. And I remember listening to them as a teenager, and I was quite surprised when a few years ago I was having a beer at the Cobalt, and I looked up and there was Mr. Chai Pig bussing my empty beer bottle. So yeah, you'll see him around. And yeah, I mean, I actually saw SNFU play there at the Cobalt last year or something, and it was a really great show, and it was a lot of fun. And you know, Chai's a great singer, really amazing singer, one of my faves. And before that, I mentioned we were listening to the Mad Caddies, and they are an amazing band from Southern California off Fat Records. And I've gotten to know those guys a little bit, and they're all really sweet fellas, and they are so much fun to see live. So if you ever get a chance, I would say go down. I know that they just released some album. Their latest album is kind of a greatest hits type thing. So they, you know, hopefully they'll tour with that and come to Canada again soon. They seem to come every second year or something. And then, yeah, we were listening to The Wedding Present as well. And, yeah, they're a fantastic band. And that song, you know, Love Machine, I guess I'm a sucker for a love song. So, and that's a really good one. But now we are going to hear another Fat Records band, NoFX. And it is the song Laurie Myers, and it's off of the album Punk. Punk in Drublick. A little bit of a tongue twister. Okay, I think they meant to do that. Okay, enjoy.
There's no such shame. to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. Yeah. And we want to get loaded.
Yeah. On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the Helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits, just the music and the man.
That's The Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
Hi, everyone. We're back. You just heard The Sore Throats, a local band from Coquitlam, I think. And the name of that song was Song for Money. That was off of a compilation made here in Vancouver called Vancouver's Punk as Fuck Volume 2, put out by my husband. He really enjoyed doing that, so I'm happy to play that amazing song. And before that, we heard Yesterday's Ring. The song is called Scrabble Strip Club, off of the album, their debut album, actually, Diamonds in the Ditch. Those guys, Yesterday's Ring is all the guys from the St. Catharines from Montreal. So some of you may be more familiar with the St. Catharines. Also an amazing band. And yeah, this was their country project. So I thought I should put something in my mix from them, since it's newer for them. Next up, I am going to be playing one of my favorite bands of all times called Guided by Voices, and this song is called Your Name is Wild, and it's from the album Under the Bushes, Under the Stars. And apparently he wrote this about his daughter, or, you know, wrote it for his daughter. So yeah, maybe I'll dedicate this song to my little boy, Harper. Okay, so Harper, the Guided by Voices song is for you. Okay, enjoy.
Yeah. girlfriend and she's eating her fingers like they're just another meal. But she waits there in the levee while she's mixing cocktails with a plastic tipster. Shiny ribs, wear on the protein delta strip in an abandoned house, but I will wait there. I'll be waiting forever. I'm waiting, 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 waiting.
This is Hillary Kay. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM with the Listener's Hour. We just heard Pavement, Slanted and Enchanted, and the song was Summer Babe. That was their first album. And before that, we heard Guided by Voices, Under the Bushes, Under the Stars, with the song Your Name is Wild. So both of these bands are just great, amazing bands, and they've been broken up for quite a while. But I just heard today that both are coming back to Vancouver and have regrouped and are playing, so I'm definitely going to catch both of these shows. Pavement, I've seen tour with every album that they put out. The first time I saw them was with this album, and it was at the Cruel Elephant, it was called at the time, and it was, you know, the staff and a handful of people there, and it was an amazing show. And then, of course, I went on to see them at, you know, the Commodore, where they'd sell out, and it was, you know, always a great show. So I'm happy to hear that they're coming back. Now, with Guided by Voices, they are, you know, just an amazing band, and I've never actually seen them, which was a real disappointment, because I actually had tickets one time, but I was very, very pregnant, like 9.5 months pregnant. I was feeling really sick, really uncomfortable. So, we got rid of our tickets, and we didn't make it. So this time, nothing is going to stop me. And kids, you know, no matter how sick or how pregnant you are, you should always go to the show that you bought tickets for, especially if it's one of your favorite bands, because you never know. And I mean, it's such a relief for me to hear that they're coming back. So I'm maybe I'll see you there. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. This is about the end of my hour here, and I've really, really enjoyed getting this mixed together and coming here on the radio and trying this thing out, this brand new experience for me. It's been really enjoyable, and I'm gonna say goodbye with a song from me first in the Gimme Gimmes. It's off the album Take a Break, and the song is Nothing Compares to You, which has been done, you know, by a lot of people, and this is a great version of this song. So please enjoy that. And thanks again for listening. This is Hillary Kay. Have a good one. Bye.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away.
CITR and the Biltmore Cabaret present The Mohawk Lodge, Eamon McGrath, and October Man. They're playing on Friday, August 20th at the Biltmore, 395 Kingsway. It's an album release for Crimes, the new album by the Mohawk Lodge, and Peacemaker, the new album by Eamon McGrath. Doors are at 8, and tickets are $10 at the door, so come see The Mohawk Lodge, Eamon McGrath, and October Man on Friday, August 20th at the Biltmore.
Philharmonic. It's Venus.